You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. It is Thursday. Copper and I were talking about it a while ago. No, it's not Friday. We want it to be, but it's Thursday. But we're getting there. We're getting there. And Copper, you're running the board, so good day to you, my friend.
Good day. It is a good Thursday.
It is a good Thursday. Yeah, it's got that good fall kind of a little bit of Christmas to it, but it's not too cold. We're getting there. Cold weather coming back, though, I believe.
But yeah.
Anyway, hey, listen, get that triple dipper sound effect ready. Let me tell you guys, we got a full show. I mean, I had some things that were scheduled that were getting moved, and then they got unmoved, but at the same time, I'd already moved things in, so now I've got a robust show for you, even more than I had planned on, but it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. At 2:30, got a friend of mine, some of y'all may know from the Huntsville area, named David Pinkleton. He's with the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force, as well as another group called End It Alabama, which is a group that works on human trafficking. We're going to have a great conversation with him. Very serious stuff going on in the state of Alabama there. At 3 p.m., another friend of the show, a friend of mine, State Representative Charlotte Meadows, who is a school choice guru. She's literally one of the strongest people in the State House right now on matters of school choice. We're going to talk to her. And then at 4 p.m., one of my favorite moments of every single week is the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. We'll be on the show pinging each other with questions and seeing, you know, what we come up with. But in the meantime, hit that triple dipper there, Copper.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Yeah, so you may have already kind of figured out where we're going with some of this, but I've got, let me just tell you, number one on the Triple Dipper for the day, three stories you got to know. Human trafficking, some call it modern slavery. Human trafficking is among us, and we're going to talk about it. And it's no fooling, y'all. I mean, there's some awful stuff happening, and it happens right here in our own state. Human trafficking, number one on the Triple Dipper. Number two, school choice in Alabama. I'm telling you right now, we were at one point looking like a school choice state. Now we're looking like that state where the teachers union is suddenly having its way, and it makes no sense to me whatsoever. We're going to have a pretty broad dialogue with Charlotte Meadows, Representative Meadows, about school choice in Alabama. And then the last thing, and this is assuming we even get time for it. If we don't, I'll bring it up tomorrow. But I've got a whole section of stuff on the southern border. The border? What border? That's what I'm calling that segment. Border? What border? It's like we don't have a border. And I'll tell you more about some new developments in border control on that. Now, let me jump into my right side way comments here. And I'm gonna say something. Don't let it freak you out. All right? You ready? Here we go. There's only 38 shopping days left until Christmas. Oh boy. Some of y'all just groaned out loud. I know you did. I could hear you all the way over here. I know that there's some of you who have already finished your shopping like back in July or something crazy like that. I've still got work to do myself. But, hey, you know, it wouldn't be the same without the final flurry. But we're at a different pace now, Charlene and I. The kids are grown. The grandkids are becoming part of the Christmas scene now. And we're going to be seeing toys at Christmas again. Yes, sir, and I'm all for it. I hope you do, but I've got great memories of being a kid at Christmas. Like a lot of you, I would find myself, you know, laying awake at night. One year, I know I heard something on the roof, and I was sure it had to be a reindeer. And that was the same year, by the way, that Santa Claus left me a handwritten note thanking me for the cookies and a $20 bill because his elves didn't have enough of those cool bike baskets that go on the back wheel that I saw our paper boy using, and I wanted those myself. So Santa Claus leaves me a $20 bill. I didn't have a clue. Santa wrote me a note, and that was all that mattered. And we'd decorate the tree like everybody. My grandparents here in Huntsville, they always had a tree with those kind of shimmery metallic icicles on it. And my granny down in Birmingham on my dad's side, she would always have all the grandkids go through the Sears catalog. They called it the Sears Wish Book. And we'd all mark a few things so she would know what we wanted. And when Charlene and I became parents, we formed our own traditions. You know, it was a blend of hers and mine, then ours. And for several years, like when our kids were young, I would go and I'd wake them up by candlelight, and they'd have to walk down the hall in a fairly dark house with just the glow of the candle and the lights of the Christmas tree. But it made everything seem, you know, more magical, But it also probably drove them crazy, too, because I made them walk slowly down the hallway so Charlene could take pictures as we came down the hall. But good times. Good times, indeed. The shopping list thing, though. So it got me to thinking, as I was thinking about the show, what if I could put together a Christmas list to give to our Alabama state legislators? Ah, now you see where I'm going. All the things that I would like to see under the legislative Christmas tree, if you know what I mean. They go into session right after Christmas in January. And truthfully, I have no idea what they'll do. Nobody does right now. There doesn't seem to be a plan. There doesn't seem to be a cohesive agenda. So let me just take this moment to put together a wish list, just in case Santa Claus is a statesman this year. Here's number one. First off, I'd love to see a good old-fashioned, no-holds-barred tax cut. Yep. A tax cut. The legislature has been very proud of the fact that they've amassed a sizable amount of tax dollars in the past year. Record surpluses, record revenues. They've even cooked up a few more with medical marijuana taxes and things like that. At what point do they have enough? Perhaps, just perhaps, it's time to give some of it back. So the first thing on the Christmas list is a noticeable tax cut that benefits all Alabamians. Secondly, here's the other thing on the Christmas shopping list for our legislature. Wouldn't it be amazing to see meaningful school choice legislation? I mean, really and truly, legislation that did something, like allow for parents to move their child from any public school to another public school simply because they felt like it was best for their child. I mean, after all, philosophically speaking, I believe those tax dollars that we pay for education that have resulted in the largest budgets ever, by the way, those are for the education of the child, not for the feeding of the system. And since we're 50th in the nation, shouldn't we try to work the issues from the perspective of doing something new, something tangible? Well, the short answer to that is yes. So school choice, that's high on my legislative Christmas list. So next on the legislative Christmas list is just a simple bill, one that almost saw the light of day here in early 2021 until members of the House cowed down to the governor's wishes. A bill that would simply say that the duly elected, separate and unique branch of government called the legislature, all our senators and representatives, would finally have the ability to call themselves into session without waiting on the executive branch to call. This past year, with all that's transpired in the world of COVID, we needed legislative action at times, and yet the governor would not call them in. Well, just a few weeks ago, she did, for one purpose, but fortunately, the legislature had the brass to add some anti-vaccine mandate bills to the special session of their own accord, even though she didn't ask for it. But even still, they could not have done so until that other branch of government, the executive, had authorized them to come in and convene. That is not equal government. And that is definitely on the Christmas list. Well, while I'm on the world of COVID, let me add one more thing that most people haven't thought about. I have the sense that no one, and I mean no one, ever realized that the state health officer is an unappointed and unaccountable individual. I mean, it would be an amazing thing to see the legislature revise that issue. You know what? Make the state health officer someone who would have to first be appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. No more edicts or business shutdowns without accountability. I tell you what, you gift wrap that one in some bright, happy paper, please, because we need that. And to wrap it all up, I know what I don't want for Christmas from the legislature. I don't want to see them come back into session and bring another bill that expands casinos by giving a monopoly to bad actors who've been breaking our state laws for years. I don't want to see any legislation that increases penalties and license fees for any occupation in the state. Folks should be allowed to work without having to pay for the privilege. So you can strike casinos and occupational licensure from any Christmas list, please. So all said and done, I hope that Senator Claus and Representative Rudolph are statesmen. I hope they realize they've got some trust to rebuild after some of what's happened these past 3 years. Wouldn't it be amazing for them to present the state with a Christmas shopping list like this? So I hope that Santa is a statesman this year. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, folks, there you have it. Christmas wish list. Hope I didn't freak you out 38 days, shopping days till Christmas. Some of y'all are going, holy cow. Yep, I'm just saying. Well, listen, but that's so true, though. Our legislature, hopefully, is developing an agenda, something that includes conservative policy items like what I just outlined for you. Tax cuts? How crazy would that be? School choice? What a wonderful thing. And don't increase occupational licensure issues. And certainly, let's do something about the fact that our state health officer bears no accountability to anyone who's elected. Yep. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.